YouTube. Hey, hey.
Hey.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Kristen.
This is the Brian and Kristen podcast. We are a brother and sister podcast duo here. And today's a big day because it's Kristen's birthday. So
yay. Everybody happy birthday. I know. Birthday, I'm still 27. It's amazing. Year after year.
There you go. So March 8th is your birthday. And how's that? You're a Pisces, is that right?
That's right. Yep. That means I'm intuitive.
Intuitive. That's true. Pisces. Yeah, you're intuitive.
Yeah.
And
you know, Mia Moore is a Pisces too.
Yeah, Mia Moore is a Pisces too. So that's pretty cool. She just had her birthday last week or so. I guess it was last week. Yeah. Yep. And I got, I got to go to Honduras for that. That was fun. So
who got the birthday trip? Of course, you got the birthday trip.
Yeah. So cool. You got any big plans for your birthday?
There's a Grand Prix going on, Firestone Grand Prix. So I might go over there, which takes place in down here in downtown St. Pete. But I did sign up for the Madrid half marathon. That's going to happen in April. So I'm going to call that
Whoa, that's awesome.
Yeah, it took me a while to, I wanted to sign up and then it took me a while. And I I don't know if you have that challenge sometimes where like, you know, you want to do something, but it's kind of hard to commit to it because you know that it's like kind of a big step to start training for a half marathon and then do international travel. It's all the things I want to do, but I was like, for some reason, fearful to take the steps, but I did it. I mean, I signed up, which that's the first most important thing.
Well, yeah, once you're signed up, you got to go through on it unless you get a job that pays you like $1 million or something.
Right. Totally. Yeah. So I started training. I just started training this week. And apparently you're supposed to have 12 weeks before you start training for a half marathon. I have 8.
Well, you're okay. That's okay. You've done them before, right? You've done a marathon before 2 times.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, that's true. You just show up at marathons. You don't even train. You just like, oh, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. And then he shows up. I actually have to train.
Yeah, that's true.
I was telling, I ran a 5K last night, and my friend Rebecca, I was telling them how you, like, you'll wear the race shirt, like, on the day. Like, you know how they give you the race shirt? You'll wear it for the marathon. Like, you know, they tell you don't try anything new. You wear, like, some cheap cotton shirt on the marathon day and just like nothing happens. If I were to do that, I'd be like bleeding or something.
Yeah, I gotta put those shirts to use. Yeah, that'll be great. And that's in April. What day in April?
April 28th.
Wow. Okay. So everybody mark your calendars to, you know. You got to film some of your trip. Now, I don't know if you can film when you're actually running, but you know,
not like you. You can give it commentary at each mile. Mile 10, I'm dying, but I'll make it.
Totally. Yeah. That's cool. So, but you know, maybe film some of the scenery and stuff. And then on the week after we'll put it on our podcast.
Yeah. That's a good idea. You know, and you know why I like to do marathons in different cities is because I like seeing things on foot. You can see more of a city, and especially when you're doing a half marathon, because you know it's blocked off. You can probably go places you wouldn't normally go. So that's 13 miles of running around a city I would never probably cover. So that's why I like doing them.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to cover that much in a trip. I mean, 13 miles is, that's a lot. I mean, just even, you know, I don't know how long it would take somebody to walk 13. Because usually when you're a tourist, you're walking, you're stuff. It is really cool to see. I mean, like when we did Nashville, I mean, how much of that city we saw. And I know that even when I did the LA marathon, there was places that I had never seen. And I'd lived there forever, you know, for 20 years. Mm-hmm. So I knew areas you wouldn't go and see. And some of them you need the other, it's not safe if there's not the marathon people with you.
Yeah. Like I ran San Antonio and there were parts of that I was like, man, I would never have come into this area. I mean, it wasn't nice, but it was also just interesting to see like different parts of different cities.
Yeah.
But you know, I mentioned to you before, there's a half marathon in at Mount Rushmore.
Ooh.
And I saw some people at the race last night that had the Mount Rushmore half marathon shirts on, and I asked them about it. They said it's 8 miles uphill and then 5 miles downhill. But they said it was really great because you just keep to, you know, you get to see Mount Rushmore a couple different times. So I think I'm going to keep that on my radar.
Yeah, let me know. That one I might be down to do. That would be, man, that, you know, uphill is hard, but downhill, I actually don't like going downhill so much because it's just like, it kind of makes me nervous, you know, like uphill is more strenuous, but downhill, you got to be kind of careful.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like a tough one. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I asked them how they trained. They said they go to some of the bridges that are around here and they would just run up and back on those bridges like several times and get their mileage in. And that's how they train for it.
Well, I could go to where we live and, on Killer Hill. Remember where we used to go sledding on Killer Hill?
Yeah. Do you remember the time when Blue knocked me off and I fell into the mud? I had like mud caked on my face in the snow. That was terrible.
I don't know if I really remember that, but it sounds
like I hated that. I hated going sledding there. Speaking of hills, right? Yeah. Yeah, you can just run that. I have terrible memories of that hill.
Yeah, it's called Killer Hill. So it was a dangerous hill for kids to sled down, but it seems like all the kids went there to sled down. So
yeah, exactly. And so where are you?
I'm in I'm either in Connecticut or Massachusetts. I'm not for sure which town I'm in. They got me in a looking at the license plates out there. I think I'm in Massachusetts, but
I told mom we were going to do the podcast. She said, "Where's Brian?" I said, "He doesn't know." She said, "Well, ask him where he is on the podcast so he can say he doesn't know." That was mom's suggestion.
That was a good suggestion. Because I'm not really for sure because it's right there close to – I got to ask him downstairs which town it is because I had one gig in Connecticut and then the next day we had one in Massachusetts last night, but it's like on the border, so I'm not for sure exactly – where this is. And then today we go to Albany, New York, and then I come home Saturday. So yeah. So but I've never been to Connecticut or Massachusetts. So I got that checked off the to-do list now. So
how many states have you been to? Do you know?
I don't know. I haven't been to Maine and I haven't been to Rhode Island and I haven't been to Alaska. But other than that, I think I'd have to look at the map, but I know that those two or three I haven't been to. Those three I haven't been to.
That's pretty good when you can name off versus the ones you have been to versus like the ones you haven't been to.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I haven't performed in all those states though, but I've driven through. There's strangely enough, I've never performed in Alabama, which I think would be a good one for me to perform in, and Arkansas I've never performed in, but I've been to both those places driving through. So there's like a few more. There's probably like 8 or 10 states I haven't performed in, but I've driven through. So there's only like 3 states I haven't been, I think. That I'd have to look, but I think that those are the only 3 I haven't been in now. So yeah, I was in, I haven't performed in Delaware, but I went through there once. I know that because they gave me a ticket. Those, you know, that radar thing that when you drive the toll stations. Oh, yeah. So yeah, I don't like them because of that. So, you know, but what can you do? So do you have any most memorable birthday stories?
A lot of my birthdays, like weird things have happened. Like last year I had COVID on my birthday. That was great. I had the chicken pox when I was like 8 or something. I always had like weird stuff happen on my birthday. So I shouldn't even say that. I shouldn't even put it out there. But yeah. Memorable birthdays. I remember one birthday Dad took us to Florida. And remember the fire alarm went off in the hotel in the middle of the night? You probably don't remember that. I remember the weird things like that.
Man, yeah, I don't really remember. I was probably still sleeping. It woke everybody up.
Dad was like, just leave Brian. We left. No, not really. That didn't happen, but that would have been. Let's see, memorable birthdays. I mean, nothing really stands out. I think usually my birthday's around like spring break. So there's always, you know, I think probably going to spring training in Florida was always like right around my birthday too. So that's probably the most memorable thing.
Yeah, that was fun. I always loved going on those trips.
Yeah.
Fort Myers, Florida, Cincinnati Reds, spring training.
Plant City.
Oh, Plant City. That's right.
What was in Fort Myers? The Orioles.
The Orioles, or maybe we went to see the Minnesota Twins one year, and that was the year. This was crazy. The Twins the year before were the worst team in baseball, and then the following year they won the World Series, and we have still somewhere all of their autographs on a baseball except for Kirby Puckett.
Oh, wow.
But the rest of the team, we pretty much got all of their autographs, and then they won the World Series. But I can't tell which baseball that is that we have because it's hard to tell these autographs, you know?
Right. Well, it's too bad they didn't say thank you to us because we helped them.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, you're welcome. And didn't the following one of the years, the Orioles were like terrible. And then we saw them at spring training and then they won. Isn't that how that happened?
I think that was the Twins.
Are you sure? I felt like I thought another team did it too. And we were like, yeah, we're just good luck.
It could have been another team. I don't feel like the Orioles won. Maybe it was, but I think it was the Twins, but it could have been. Twins. But yeah, well,
I'm going to keep in mind that I'm going to just say that another baseball team had good luck after we were there.
Yeah. Well, we can Google it. Maybe look. Well, I don't know if Google would know we were there. They probably would.
We could find the year the Twins did, and then we could see. Well, I don't know. But I remember meeting Lou Piniella when we were there.
Yeah, from the Cincinnati Reds manager.
At the for the Reds, Lou Piniella, right?
Yeah, Lou Piniella. He was the manager.
Yep.
Big Lou. Yeah, those were some good times. I used to love those. Well, those trips were the best time of the year pretty much because it was cold in Ohio, but we got to go to Florida. So
yep. Still the best time of year.
Yeah. Well, now you moved there permanently, so you made the right decision there.
Yeah, I should go to some spring training. I think the Phillies train nearby, and so do the Yankees.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's baseball season will be here pretty soon. Football just ended. So, in fact, our last podcast was kind of about that. So,
yeah. Your Super Bowl halftime. Your Super Bowl performance.
Yeah. So that was cool. Well, so that's great. You're going to be doing that marathon and a half marathon. And do you have you seen the course yet? Do you know where all you'll be running through?
No, but that's a good idea. I should probably look at that, huh?
I mean,
I never think about that. And like Nashville, I didn't even bother to look. And I was like, oh, there's a lot more hills here than I was expecting.
Yeah.
it's better to know ahead of time.
Yeah. Now, are you going to get there early so you can prepare?
Yes, for a couple of reasons. One is because I'm going to be flying standby, of course, a benefit of working for Southwest Airlines. I get to travel for free, minus the taxes. So I have to fly standby. So I need to plan to leave a couple of days early, just obviously to deal with that. And then also, get acclimated to the time change too.
Yeah. See, that would be a big one. I would think because what is it? Probably like an 8 hour difference.
I know it's six to the UK. So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what it is. It might be a little bit different, but it's at least six.
Yeah. Cause that always kind of the first couple of days of a travel like that, I feel like I'm a little sluggish. So
yeah,
I think it would be good to get there and then run a couple miles on one of the days just to get used to the city or at least a little bit, or at least walk around. Yeah. You want to get some videos and stuff, you know?
Right. I forgot I'm on a mission to get videos for the podcast.
I mean, you ought to see it.
It is a good idea. No, it is a good idea.
Yeah. So that'll be, dang. Well, that's a great birthday present to yourself.
Yep. I did 6 miles yesterday. So.
Oh, you're ready.
On track.
Yeah. Plus, when you get there, there'll be people. I like when you do a marathon or a half marathon and the people cheer you on. I feel like that gives you extra boost of energy.
But all the signs will be in Spanish. I won't be able to read them.
Oh, yeah. Well, you better start working on your Duolingo.
I'll do that. It's probably more. I need to spend more of my training time trying to learn Spanish.
Yeah, or we'll send me a more out there to help you. So
yeah, exactly.
Well, cool. Well, Kristen, happy birthday. I'm happy that you're going to be running that half marathon, and sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks.
Cool. And we'll, we were live here on Facebook. I mean, not Facebook. We were live on YouTube, but because of Facebook's policies, I was banned from doing live videos. So we're going to have to repost this and put it up. So, you know, so no, just wanted to throw that out there, guys. Let you know what's going on.
All right. Yeah. So you'll see it on my page, not Brian's.
Yeah. We'll see it on your page. I can post it on my one page and then tag you in it, and then it'll be up. So we'll do that now. And we'll see you guys on the next one. And happy birthday, Kristen.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Yep. See you.